The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowd was following Jesus. Jesus welcomed them. He spoke to them about the kingdom of God. And he healed all those who were in need of a cure. As the day came to a close, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away so that they can go into the neighboring towns and countryside to find lodging and to purchase provisions, for this is an out-of-the-way place." Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." They said to Jesus, "Apart from 5 loaves and 2 fish, we have nothing unless we are to buy food for all these people." Now there were about 5,000 of them. Jesus told his disciples, "Make them sit down in groups of about 50. They did as they were told, and the people sat down. Jesus then took the loaves and the fishes. He looked to heaven. He prayed a blessing. He broke them and he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Everyone ate and was filled. And they collected the leftovers, 12 baskets of broken pieces." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, the feast of the Eucharist. In every one of the Gospels there is the story of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. The story is sometimes called the Last Supper in Galilee. For in each of those stories, there is a foretaste of what Jesus will do the night before he dies in Jerusalem. And in many ways, the understanding of what Jesus does the night before he dies is linked to the story and the teaching around the loaves and fishes. There were 5,000 people who gathered. There's nothing in the text that would say or suggest that these were all disciples or followers of Jesus. And in fact, the story that is told in St. John's Gospel leads us to believe that many of them were skeptical. So they gathered out of curiosity. They gathered because they had followed him. They gathered, some perhaps, to be entertained. They were told that he worked miracles. Some came because perhaps they had nothing else to do. But there were a large number of them, 5,000. And whatever the reason for their being there, the first thing we're told in the gospel story is that Jesus welcomed them. He opened his arms to them. He drew them in. He was hospitable to them. The second thing we learn about Jesus and this crowd is that he assumed, he gave them the benefit of the doubt, he assumed that they were there because of a hunger, a spiritual hunger. He gave them the best possible reading. And so he spoke to them at length about the kingdom of God. The third thing that Jesus did was he treated them as individuals, not just as a group. And there were people in that crowd who had particular needs, especially those who were sick. And so he healed all of those who were in need of a cure. And finally, having welcomed them, he was not going to turn them away. At the end of the day, they were hungry. He was not going to dismiss them and send them into the local towns and countryside. He feeds them. And not only does he give them a little bit to eat, he gives them so much to eat that all ate and all were full, all were satisfied, and there was more left over. Well, I would suggest to you that those four qualities, those four learnings that the story teaches are really learnings about the Eucharist, learnings about the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. Number one, the Lord welcomes us to the table. And the Lord knows full well that we come with a variety of dispositions, and yet that makes no difference. He does not exclude anyone. He welcomes to the table. Number two, in being drawn to the table, he recognizes that there is a hunger in all of us for the truth. And so he opens the Word of God. He tells us about God's kingdom. Number three, he touches our lives. He is a healing and life-giving presence in our lives. And number four, he feeds us. He feeds that hunger that is within us. He receives us into himself. And he nurtures and nourishes us. And in so doing, he forms a people. He forms a people who are identified with him. We who eat and drink become the body of Christ. And then he sends us out. He sends us out to do precisely what he has done for us. To be men and women of welcome and hospitality. To be men and women who by word and deed announce the love of God to the world. To be men and women who are concerned about the physical as well as the spiritual needs of those whom we meet. And lastly, be men and women who feed, who nourish the world. That's the challenge, that we are to give as gift the gift that we have received. So it seems appropriate today that we observe, along with the Feast of the Body and Blood of the Lord, Global Solidarity Sunday. It's the one Sunday of the year in which you and I are asked to be particularly generous to sisters and brothers, men and women we do not know, and yet our sisters and brothers who stand in particular need. Throughout the country today, collections are taken up in all churches, and the proceeds of those collections go to assist those in Eastern Europe, Latin and South America, and places in Africa where the church is struggling, where the church is having grave difficulty. And a portion of the funds also go to the Catholic Relief Service, which stands ready to reach out and to assist as natural disasters and wars and revolutions take place and people are displaced and there's a tremendous need for service to those people. And so that collection will be taken up after communion. It's not unconnected to the feast we celebrate. The bread that is given is the body of the Lord, a body that is broken for the salvation of the world. Jesus says in St. John's Gospel, "The bread that I will give you is my flesh. For the life of the world." Well, I would ask as you come forward to receive the Eucharist today, as you hold out your hand and as the bread of life is placed in your hand, as it is announced, "This is the body of Christ," and each of us says, "Amen, I believe." As we do that, I would invite you to let your mind and heart hold on to the words of Jesus. "The bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world."
For the church, that all Christians may live a truly Eucharistic life, a life of intimate union with Christ, and a humble, loving service to one another, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the lonely, who hunger for the bread of companionship, and the sick, who hunger for the bread of good health, the underfed, who hunger for the bread that nourishes and sustains, for all who hunger for the bread of life, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the millions of refugees throughout the world, may they receive the bread that they need. May they also live in hope that one day they can return in safety to their homelands. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace between peoples and nations, that Israelis and Palestinians will stop their hostilities, that warring factions in Iraq and elsewhere will respect each other's right to exist. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.